You're listening to Sky Aspects with Cleopatra Jade, a podcast about astrological topics, also full and new moons. Enjoy, guys!
We have yet another transformative week full of planetary transits. In this week's astrology, Mercury goes retrograde, allowing us to revisit the way we take action in our lives. This is going into Aries, which will give us the urge to take bolder steps in our love lives and financial matters. And this is a week where we have a bunch of Mercury transits and Venus transits, allowing us to work on communication, how we focus, money, and romantic scenarios. Mental energy continues to be a dominant vibe on the graph and will continue throughout the rest of this week. So from the 1st to the 3rd, these cerebral tones will intersect solitude, emotional sensitivity, good luck, ambitious vibes, and romantic tones. Because of this, we'll feel heavy one moment and then relieve the next. Then from the 4th to the 5th, solitude continues mixed in with mental vibes, which may lead to us being in our heads about our circumstances and truly just needing a moment to ourselves to be with our own thoughts. And by the time we get to the weekend, emotional sensitivity will be present again, intersecting mental and romantic vibes. So again, this is one of those weeks that's pretty moody. We may feel upbeat one moment, we may feel sensitive the next moment. So it's a time where our emotions are more so all over the place, and hopefully you guys are feeling more of the optimistic tones than some of this sensitivity to emotions and just feeling more triggered than typical. So yeah, what a week. Let's look at these next bunch of days and see what we can expect. As a reminder, don't forget to like and subscribe because it helps this channel grow. And if you'd like to support the work of this channel, you could do so by buying me a fresh cup of coffee. There's a link in the description box below. As much as I would like to say this is an April Fool's joke, on the 1st, Mercury is going into retrograde motion. So this is officially the first inverse phase to transpire in 2024, and we're having it in the sign of Aries. So this Mercury retrograde in itself is going to be interesting. Mercury went into its shadow phase on March 18th. So think about what was going on with you in regards to this pairing. Through this last few weeks in the shadow phase, has this been a period where you've had to be more outspoken than typical? So this could have been a period of speaking your mind more than typical. And now that we're coming into this retrograde phase, it's coming up for more review where you may have to be more assertive and may have to be more honest. This could be a phase for you where it's just really time to speak your mind. Through this shadow period, were you coming to a place where you needed to become more decisive about things? In other words, has there been things where you needed to make quick decisions on and maybe in the past you might have hesitated on, and this is showing you where you need to make a choice or more or less take quick decisive action? On the flip side, this might have been a period where you just were indecisive. Maybe you are the type of person that makes decisions pretty easily and doesn't go back and forth about what you're about to do, but this may be a period where you're second guessing, and so now you're having to navigate this through this retrograde, and maybe that's because you need to wait on something before making the right choice about it. Speaking of that, this might be a time where you're really stepping back and thinking about the actions that you need to take in your life. So this could be a period about taking more initiative when it comes down to certain things that we want in life. Something like this can show us where we put things on the back burner because maybe we weren't ready to take action on whatever it is that we needed to make happen for ourselves or the thing that we want to go after for ourselves. But this can bring us to a place where we're thinking of a strategy that'll help us obtain whatever it is that we want to go after. With something like this too, we could look at where we lacked ambition for a while. Maybe we just haven't felt motivated. Maybe we just haven't felt driven. And you're wanting to get that spark back. And so this could be a period of rediscovering how to do that. A Mercury retrograde in Aries can also have us looking at where we're independent. And this could be independent thought. This could be independent in a lot of our situations. Maybe through our relationships, not just love life relationships, but all relationships that we have. Maybe we're lacking independence and we need to become more self-motivated or less codependent in these situations. If it's not that, it could be a time where you're really craving autonomy in your life. Maybe it's through job situations or feeling like you're tied down in a situation that's not allowing you to think for yourself or do the things that you want to do for yourself. Maybe something has put you in a place where you have to be restrictive with your communication, and so you're not able to express yourself freely, which also comes back to being able to be open and honest and speak your mind. Has this shadow period been a time of having to slow down even if you don't want to? Maybe you had an action plan for something. Maybe you wanted to get to something right away, And now you're having to put things on hold because of this retrograde period. And some of that could be anything contractual, of course, because Mercury retrogrades is synonymous with contractual things. And when Mercury is paired with Aries, here's the thing about that. There's a tendency to skim the details because Aries energy is about being direct and getting to the point. And so if we have a lot of information in front of us, especially if it's something important, like I said, like documents, subscriptions, contracts, or anything with a lot of wording, this may be a time where you're having to slow down so that way you're reading all the details of the situation. Otherwise, you may be signing up for something that you really didn't want off of impulse, off of impulsive action. But even if it's not stuff like that, this may be a time where you're just not hearing things as fast as you want. You're not getting answers as fast as you want. And so that can lead to frustration in a period like this. That can also lead to some bickering in situations with, you know, some of your relationships, especially if you're dealing with people who aren't getting to the point in this energy. That could be something that comes up a lot where people get argumentative because someone's long-winded and they just blurt out the wrong thing. And even if it's not for that reason, this shadow period could have been a time where people are a little bit more combative than typical. People are a little more confrontational than typical. So this might have been a period where conversations just go left and or become a heated exchange. Or within this energy, ultra competitive. Mercury's going direct on April 25th and will leave its post shadow on May 13th. The signs that are going to feel this more than others will be the cardinal modality. Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn between 16 to 27 degrees of these signs. So if you have chart points or zodiac placements in these signs, you'll feel this retrograde more than others. 24 hours later, Mercury will connect with Neptune and Venus in a way that may create confusion, especially concerning our finances, relationships, and overall just the way we communicate with others. So right out the gate, we're having these Mercury retrograde transits, and they can muddy up certain situations and interactions with other people. So our romantic situations or relationships in general, some of the conversations that we're having may go in the wrong direction due to just misinterpreting something that someone is saying. And this is because we're feeling mentally foggy. It's funny because obviously we have the mental vibes with all this Mercury activity. Mercury is pretty loud since it's on the other side of the sun and in its retrograde motion and also stationing, so it's at its most powerful. However, that doesn't mean we're going to have a lot of clear thought on this day. Monday and Tuesday in general may be foggy days for this reason. So we need to be aware of making snap judgments because our ability to make the proper decisions may be impaired under energy like this. Also, an energy like this can make us feel a little demotivated too. And this is where we're getting a little bit of that emotional sensitivity and we're getting some of that solitude energy. This could be where we're feeling a little bit off in terms of our emotions and our moods. And speaking of a total buzzkill, the sun's going to make a semi-sextile with Saturn on the 3rd, which could put us in a dejected mood. So energy like this creates a gloomier feel to the air. And for this reason, we may feel discouraged. We may not feel as motivated as typical. We may start focusing on things that, you know, make us not as happy as we should be. When we have the sun and Saturn in a hard transit, it tends to zap our confidence. It can also take the optimism of the sun and put us in a position where we're thinking more like the glass is half empty rather than half full. And so looking on the bright side tends to be harder in an energy like this. Luckily on that day, Venus is going to conjunct Neptune and hopefully this puts a little more softness in the air. And not only that, this is a new phase relationship between Venus and Neptune. Conjunctions are just like our new moons when the sun and the moon make their conjunction with one another. And so Venus and Neptune are now in their new cycle together. So this could be a period of starting new when it comes down to these things. A lot of the times we're looking at love life situations, financial situations with Venus, with Neptune in this. A lot of it has to do with our faith, our hope, and spiritual things. So this energy combined can really get us in the mood to go back to things that we enjoyed that involve this type of stuff. Energy like this can enunciate the need to enjoy anything Neptunian or all the Venusian things that we like. One of the things this emphasizes is our love life. So this could be a day of focusing on romance. It may be a day where we're just craving something more storybook. Maybe we're craving something more mystical when it comes in our love lives. In other words, we're craving more of a spiritual connection. We're craving more of a soulmate connection. And in a lot of ways, when energy like this pops up, we tend to meet people or have communication with people in that sort of way, where things feel a little bit more otherworldly than typical. So this really puts an ethereal tone to the air. Also, this could be a day where we're just wanting to enjoy music, movies, art, even tapping into our poetic side. Or doing something fun and cultural, doing something that involves looking at beautiful aesthetics or surrounding ourselves with a beautiful ambience. It's also a lovely period to enjoy esoteric things and topics and maybe studying up spirituality because our minds are more receptive to that type of information with energy like this. By the time we get to the 5th, Venus transits out of Pisces and enters Aries. As we leave the dreamy, romantic, and unsure approach of Pisces, we shift to a decisive, passionate, and take-no-prisoners method when it comes to romance and how we earn money. So we'll feel ultra-charged up. As a matter of fact, in this area, these areas of life, we'll feel more ignited than typical. A combination like this inspires us to stop taking things for granted and go after what we desire when it comes down to our love and our professional lives. And this is because Venus in Aries pronounces the more assertive side of us and leading us to feel more determined and less self-conscious about our aspirations when it comes down to romance and finances. But let's get one thing out the way before I continue. Venus is in a condition called detriment when it's in Aries, and this is because of central dignities in astrology. Certain planets pair well with certain signs while others may run into snags. And so the reason why Venus has a little bit of a hard time in Aries is because Aries is the polar opposite of Libra. Libra is its polarity point. Venus is the governing planet for the sign of the scales. And this is why in Aries, its opposite, things can get a little hairy. Venus is about our close one-on-one relationships. It's about making concessions for others. It's about the benefits of these one-on-one relationships and not just romantic, all of our close unions that we have in our life. It's about compromising and having balance and harmony and keeping the peace in relationships, and then sometimes not speaking up for that reason. However, Aries being the opposite is about personal identity. It's about taking action. It's about being assertive. It's about doing things on your own. It's about speaking up and being direct, even if that may disrupt the peace. So their powers combined, we can run into some snags because Venus wants to do its thing and Aries wants to do its thing. And so that can lead to some moments where things feel a little hiccupy. And Venus wanting balance, all of these discrepancies it feels in Aries can just make us feel a little more off kilter than typical. However, it doesn't mean that we're not going to have a good time in this energy. Actually, this is a fun energy. We just might need to check ourselves a little bit while we're having this transit. Venus in Aries comes with some significant advantages to it. In other words, it's easier for us to start something new in this energy. And whether that's within our romantic lives, whether that's within our career, whether this is starting a self-esteem journey, because Venus is all about our confidence, it's about our self-worth and our value. So this could be a time to do that and start that new. Or it could simply be a time to start new things that are fun to you. Since this is the planet of how we let our hair down and enjoy life. So it's a period of taking a real pioneering approach to these things. Regarding relationships, this may be a period where romantic scenarios feel more high octane than typical. And this is because an energy like this really fires us up in terms of taking more initiative in our love lives. So let's say you're single, this may be a period where you're feeling reinvigorated and just wanting to get yourself back out there. If it's been a period where you've just kind of been held back or decided that you were taking a break from the dating scene. Or it could be a time to really start a new romance. Maybe you've been talking to someone for a bit and now things are really picking up at this point. Overall, this gives us the drive to live our romantic lives to the fullest and really seize the day. It also gives us the opportunity and mindset to be more open-minded overall. In a lot of ways, it helps us with our confidence, so we're a little less shy when it comes down to our dating approaches and whatever else we want in our romantic scenarios. For those who are in relationships, this may be a bold time of doing adventurous dates and having a lot of passion when it comes down to intimacy. But whether you're single or you're in a relationship, this is truly a time to be pumped when it comes down to your romantic scenarios. Socially, we may feel the need to mingle with other other people. This type of energy is very extroverted. This energy is very outgoing. This type of energy makes us want to connect with other people. And even though Aries is about doing your own thing, a lot of the times within Aries energy, and I was saying this a few weeks ago, an Aries energy can do its own thing. However, it does still need that social interaction and the stimulation it gets from it. But this could be a time of just doing exhilarating things with your friends and just really letting your hair down. It could be a time of starting something new when it comes down to friendship, since this is about fresh starts. So that could be something you're taking more initiative with in your life during this time, or just feeling more interested in doing so. Since Venus is about how we splurge and adorn ourselves, we may want to do something a little bit more passionate in terms of our shopping. In other words, if we're shopping for clothes, maybe we're looking for something more sultry. Maybe we're looking for something more racy, or just looking for a wardrobe that gives us that extra pizzazz that we've been craving. Because Aries is the sign of the warrior, this translates modernly into gym stuff. This could be gym attire. This could be gym equipment. Maybe you're having an urge to start a journey when it comes down to your fitness at this point. Or if it's not that, splurging on things that helps you be more active in your life. One thing about this energy, though, is financially, it's a very quick money sort of energy. It's also not overthinking about spending either. There could be a lot of impulsive action going on during this time. Sometimes that's a good thing. Sometimes you need to hop on something. Other times that could be a problematic thing, and that's one of the neutral expressions of this energy. But it could be a good time to start something. We just need to make sure that we maintain our focus on it once all of this kind of dissipates from the Aries energy. Since Aries is an initiator and cardinal signs are how we start things. Sometimes the staying power isn't always the best. However, this could be a time to really start something with your finances if you're looking to get things up and moving. And now the not so fun part about the Aries energy with Venus. Problem with this is it could be a very reckless energy, especially when it comes to rushing into things. Whether that is finances, whether that's job scenarios, whether that's our love life situations. This energy promotes doing spur of the moment shit. And so sometimes that could be a problem when we need to take our time, when we need to pump the brakes and not be so impulsive about a lot of our decisions, especially when we're dealing with these serious things. All this newfound audacity that we get with Venus and Aries can be a slippery slope. And so we need to be careful about having too much bravado, coming off arrogant, coming off over-competitive, especially in love life situations and financial job situations. Because this energy doesn't have the best staying power also, this could be a thing where we start something and we don't finish it, and this could translate into our love lives. This could be a situation where we have a crush on someone one moment, and then the next we decided that we no longer care, or just no longer interested, and that's a problem because if you're dealing with someone's interest in you, their feelings, or anything like that, you just don't want to drop the ball on them like that. There's definitely a lack of commitment within this energy too. It's not saying that you can't get into a committed relationship within this energy, because you certainly can. And it's not to say that anyone who has Venus in Aries is incapable of committing, because they absolutely can. But the short attention span in this energy does not translate well when it comes down to our love lives. And this is also one of those things where you don't want to be hopping from job to job just because you lose interest, because that can also be problematic too when it comes down to your financial stability. Other than that, this could be a fun energy. It definitely has its things about it. And the funny thing is, 24 hours later, it makes a sextile with Pluto, which is about deeper commitments. And again, this is not to say that you cannot have a commitment when Venus is in Aries, or a commitment can happen because you have Venus in Aries, but it's funny how we just shift it and segue over to Pluto, which is about commitments, deep commitments. Currently, it's in Aquarius right now, which again is another sign that's not associated with that. However, with an energy like this, our focus will get on intensity when it comes down to our love lives. So this might intensify passion in your romantic scenarios, and all of this is done healthily. There could be a focus on getting into more of a committed situation with an energy like this. One of the other interesting things that can happen in an energy like this is it empowers us to work on getting serious about relationships, along with our finances. This might be a period where you decide to take your power back when it comes down to your financial stuff. In other words, regaining control of your financial situations and making long-term plans for success. And on that same day, Mercury is making a semi-square with Mars, and so this is another one of the retrograde energies that we'll be dealing with. So an energy like this could bring up conversations where we might have said things too harshly, we communicated in a way that was too aggressive or confrontational, and so we're dealing with the backlash of that. Because of the nature of this energy, it can bring up competitiveness. It can bring up combativeness. It could lead to situations where we feel more irritable than normal, resulting in saying hurtful things or saying the wrong thing. So the unconstructive parts of this energy is really just speaking impolitely and being bossy or talking too crudely or disrespectful of other people. On the flip side, we may find ourselves speaking up when we need to. This could be one of those energies where we're finally asserting ourselves in situations where we absolutely need to stand up for ourselves, especially with someone who's trying to throw their weight around. And also another thing with this energy, not so comfortable part of this energy, is communication can feel high octane around this time, so it may feel overwhelming to talk to people because there's so much rapid fire interactions that are going on. So yeah, what a week. This month is going to be something. Fasten your seatbelts, because things are going to be a little bit gritty this month. However, it doesn't mean that we can't navigate these things gracefully and purge out what no longer serves us. Anyway, I hope you all have the best week ever. Later, and see you in the next episode.